The head of the post office says the system's ready for the holidays, but longer term, there's much work to do. I'm David Brancaccio. The Postmaster General of the United States, Louis DeJoy, is very optimistic the post office is ready for this big holiday shipping season. After the mess of delays last year, he refers to investments in more people, facilities, automation. DeJoy has a controversial 10-year plan for the Postal Service that, among other things, moves some mail off of planes and onto trucks, which critics say could make the mail take longer to get to some parts of the country. I spoke to him from Washington. Mr. DeJoy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, David, for having me.
Now, Mr. DeJoy, you embrace a 10-year plan that, among other things, will slow down the mail in parts of the country, and many people think that's either a shame, or they might think, okay, if that's for the health of the Postal Service, no pain, no gain. But then I read that the U.S. Postal Regulatory Commission looked into the 10-year plan and finds it won't save much money in the end. Do you think it's time to rethink the plan?
No. We committed to six-day-a-week delivery to 161 million addresses. Mm-hmm. You know, on the other hand, we haven't met our service standard in the last 10 years. And we've spent significant amount of money chasing diminishing mail volumes around the country, you know, delivering to expanding addresses, a million a year. That's a recipe for, you know, for disaster. We think that there's a multiplier effect by integrating into one network, filling up our trucks, filling up our carrier bags, and providing the solution. This is not just about the savings, David. It's about also creating operational precision. I mean, we can't do all things at all cost. And that's really what the Postal Act in 1972, you know, established, that we had to cover our cost, and therefore we had to evolve our services with the times. And that's what we're in fact doing.
But what about that basic assumption that you have to cover your own costs? I know it's just the way we think these days, and it's part of the law now, but you are a public utility, and getting medicine to people in a rural area on time is just something that has to happen. It's necessary. I mean, maybe operating at a loss isn't such a bad thing.
There's plenty of policy debates, and I often get asked those questions, and what I think about the policy, it's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to run the organization, get the wasted cost out of the organization. You see, there's two types of inefficiencies in the Postal Service, David.
Yeah.
There's the inefficiency of us not managing appropriately, but then there's the inefficiency of mission, which is going to 161 million addresses each day, whether you have one package, one piece of mail, or nothing. We got to go buy it. And we sign up to that mission because that is, in fact, the law. And that's what we need to do. But we have to make that efficient also. And right now, the Congress wants us to pass our cost on to the consumers. And that's what our plans need to be based around until they make a change. If they make a change, then we'll address it. And the changes we are making in service, I believe, are minor relative to where we were in actually providing service and where we were going. And I disagree with the PRC's analysis on this.
The Postal Regulatory Commission. Louis DeJoy, 75th Postmaster General of the United States. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Now, I also talked to him about criticism he was slow to divest financial interests that could be seen as conflicts of interest, and hear his concern, even skepticism, about suggestions he should add basic banking services at post offices or make more money for the service by allowing the PO to ship booze, which by law it cannot now. The whole interview is streamable on demand from marketplace.org. Let us do the numbers. The Dow future is down 16 points. The S&P future down just slightly. The NASDAQ future is up by less than 0.1%, so not a lot of movement in futures at this point. London is down 0.3%. Crude oil is down 1.3% and below $80 a barrel in New York. After a big sell-off in Treasury bonds, it's a bit quieter this morning with the yield on the 10-year note up at 1.63% amid inflation fears.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Americans have been saving record amounts during the pandemic, but a new survey suggests not everyone has been able to do so despite trillions of dollars in government stimulus. And listen to where some of us got extra cash to tide us through. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
A survey from the consumer finance website Bankrate finds that nearly one in five Americans with retirement accounts withdrew money during the pandemic. For many, that could mean permanent setbacks in planning for retirement. Younger workers, those in their late teens and early 20s, were most likely to have made withdrawals. That's despite the fact that U.S. households in general have been on an unprecedented savings spree. According to the Federal Reserve, in April of last year, the personal savings rate reached a record 34%, thanks to fewer expenses like commuting and income coming in from government stimulus. The savings rate remained historically high for a year and a half. Still, the Bankrate survey found that when it comes to retirement accounts, at least 52% of American workers feel they're behind in their savings. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And before we go, you know the Staples Center in Los Angeles, the big arena downtown, home of the Lakers, and you'll remember many a glitzy awards ceremony at Staples. Well, on Christmas Day, the Staples name comes off, and there's word the place will become the Crypto.com Center. How much the digital currency firm out of Singapore is paying for naming rights isn't clear at this point. Crypto is the company that has actor Matt Damon in its commercials. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.